with a transistor radio. But I can see her smiling at me, standing by the ocean floor, California. California.
Hello, you're listening to WMFO 91.5, Tufts University Freeform Radio, and this is Naive Melodies, and I'm Lucy Melman. I'm the host for the next hour. I'm super excited to be sharing music with everyone this week. Hope everyone has had, you know, a good start to their week, a great Thanksgiving if you celebrate. Hope everyone had a good little break. I had a really lovely time. I spent the entire thing up in Vermont with my friend's family, and it was really lovely. So I've had a great time, I'm in a great mood, and I'm gonna hopefully play good music. I hope people like it, but that's kind of the general, I think, theme of the show, is that I just always hope that people enjoy what I play, but I play it anyways. So this first song is Not Me by This Mortal Coil.
I'm so
So that was Not Me by This Mortal Coil. Yeah, I don't know, I love that one. I think that, if asked what my favorite band name and band name album is, it definitely is pretty high up there. Band name, well, it's really this artist collective, and it's had, anyone who knows this artist collective knows to be very impressed by it. It's got a lot of really great features and musicians who have, you know, joined forces to be a part of it on the 4AD label. So super, super incredible stuff. But This Mortal Coil, absolutely love the name. And the album name of this particular album is Ill End in Tears. And I just always have thought that's like a really like morbid, but like great title and band name. Yeah. So I don't know. That was that song. This next song I have is Harsh Degrees, but the demo version by the band Shame. I absolutely love the Drunk Tank Pink album that Shame put out this year. It might have my pick for album of the year. It's like phenomenal. Please go listen to it if you have the chance. Yeah, like really good. Really good. I could talk about it for a long time. That being said, I actually think I might prefer the demo of this song than the actual thing. I'm sure there's lots of people who would disagree with me. I just happen to really enjoy the demo, so I'll play that for you now. Like I said, if you've got a moment, please play that album, and then you can let me know what you think, if you want, if anyone feels really compelled to do so. My email is attached on the WMFO website, so, you know, if anyone feels like that's like a really necessity, please feel free, I guess. But yeah, here's the demo. We'll be right back. So yeah, that was the Harsh Degrees demo by Shame off the Drunk Tank Pink album, the deluxe edition release that just came out fairly recently, I think. Yeah, good stuff. This next song I've got going is Static Buzz by Snail Mail off the album Habit, or maybe it's an EP. I'll double check that one. But yeah, good stuff again, as I kind of hope they all are. Yeah, my friend showed me Thinning off this EP or possibly album. I do not know. And I really like this one. I really like that one. I really like this one. I think it's great. It's like a really, it's, I think, okay. I think she makes really lovely music, or they like to, pretty sure she, her, I think that Snail Mail makes really, really lovely art, lovely music. Sorry, I am so tired and I've just completely put my foot in my mouth this entire show. But I think that Snail Mail has really incredible music. And yeah, I really like this one. It makes me feel particularly angsty, but in all the right ways. So here is Static Buzz by Snail Mail.
Thank you.
Yeah, so that was Static Buzz by Snail Mail. Yeah, I don't know, I really like that album or EP. I still don't know, probably could have checked. Yeah, it's really great. They make a lot of great music. Yeah, Lindsay Jordan, she makes really good stuff. So if you're interested in just kind of diving into a bit of an angsty, but like not misplaced so or not overly so album, please go, or EP. Gosh, I really need to check that. I keep referring, you know, I'm going to sell it once and for all. Let's see here. All right, it's 7 songs, so it could go either way. I think it's probably an EP. I feel like, yeah, hold on. It's an EP. Yeah, okay. Okay, well, you know what? That's what the radio is all about. Live revelations. You know what? nothing's going to plan today, but it's all okay. And yeah, so we'll move on. We'll forget about all the blunders I've had. Please. Thank you. This next song is Super Crushed by Astro Bright. This is one my older brother showed me. I actually wrote a piece. Okay, I'm going to do a little plug, I guess. The staff members, including myself at WMFO, we wrote little pieces. Well, some of us wrote little pieces talking about music we've been listening to recently on the WMFO blog, which you should check out. And also, if you're interested in submitting something for that, please do. Good stuff going on over there. But yeah, I wrote about, not this song, but I wrote about the song Radio Friendly, which is off a different Astro Bright album. But yeah, Astro Bright, they make great stuff. My older brother showed me them, and we listened to their stuff a lot. We used to go on a lot of hikes in Oregon over the summer, and we would listen to a lot of different kind of music. In fact, there's another song off today's set list that is also from this time in my life. But yeah, I don't know, we would listen to a lot of Astro Bright, and it made me really happy, and it's good stuff. I've got good memories attached to it, so what more can you ask for? This is Super Crushed by Astro Bright.
See you.
Yeah, so that's Super Crushed by Astrobrite. Love that one. And I want so badly to play more music for everyone. I really do. I mean that deep down in my heart. But before I can continue, I should and I will be playing a little PSA, but I think PSAs are pretty good too. So, you know what? This is all good, you know? Good stuff coming. So, here's a PSA. Hope everyone enjoys.
Hi, this is Ronnie Wood of The Stones for Rad. You know it's okay to rock and roll and party, because I do it all the time. Just let someone else do the driving, because when I have a drink, that's what I do. Remember, rock lives, and you should too. Please don't drink and drive.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
There we go. A lovely little message brought to you by none other than the Ad Council and your safety-conscious friends over here at WMFO. That's right, we've got your back, so we're looking out for you. So hope you guys are listening, took that one to heart. Yeah, this next song I have is another one my brother also played when we were... So in Oregon, Oregon's really lovely, and there's just a lot of green areas, green space, which is just really good for the mind and soul, I think. And we would go, usually about every other day, we'd go on these, I call them hikes, but like, my brother can hike, like, he's quite the athletic guy. I am not an athlete by any means, so they're really more like nature walks with like the slightest little hiking, you know, kind of bits in there. Because, you know, like I said, my brother could have easily done, like, these insane hikes, but he took it easy for me so we could do them together. So we would go on these really lovely nature walks pretty much every other day, and we'd, like, listen to music on the drive over, which it's about a 15-minute drive over the just, you know, from, like, the middle of Portland to, like, some green space. So good stuff. Yeah, this is one of the songs he played for me. I think it's really pretty. It's Otto Lux's Asleep at the Trigger. I think it's a really beautiful song. Once again, reminds me of a lot of green space during the summers in Oregon. So don't really think it gets much better than that. And I hope that it reminds you of something lovely in your lives too.
Thank you.
So that's Asleep at the Trigger by Autolux. Yeah, beautiful. I don't know what else to say, really. I think that one's really pretty. And the next one I think is also really pretty as well. I mean, obviously, I think a lot of songs are really pretty, but there's some songs I feel like that just stand out because they just come out. They're just really beautiful. They're just beautiful pieces of music. I don't know. This next song is Green Arrow by Yellow Tango.
Thank you.
So that was Green Arrow by Yola Tango. Like I said, I think that was just really pretty. And it's one that I heard and I was like, whoa, this is kind of dumbly. I was kind of, you know, really stupidly. I was like, whoa, this is really pretty. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I keep saying yeah and I don't know a lot because I think that's just the easiest things I know how to say. But I just really like that one and I'm really happy I got to play on there. I think it's just kind of how I feel usually during the radio show. Is that I just am really stoked to be able to play stuff that I like on air and like hopefully share it with the like three people potentially listening. Yeah, I just get really like stoked to be like, here's a song I thought was really great. I hope other people like it. I think it's just such like a fun thing about the radio. And I don't know, every time I come into the studio, I'm just so happy to be here. So I don't know. This next song is it's a classic and it's cheesy. I know, but I love it, and I want to play it. This is Beast of Burden by the Rolling Stones.
Burden. My back is broken, but it's a hurt.
All right, so that was Beast of Burden by the Rolling Stones. Like I said, a bit of a cheesy one, I know. But I love that one, so it doesn't really matter, I guess. This next song is for my grandmother, Grams. If you're new here, or you're just happening to be listening, or even if you know, really, I guess, by now the drill, every single week I like to dedicate a song to my grandmother, Grams. Grams, love you a whole lot. This song is Suzanne by Leonard Cohen. It's a beautiful song, and my grandmother Grams is absolutely beautiful. So this is Suzanne by Leonard Cohen.
Suzanne takes you down to her place near the river. You can hear the boats go by, you can spend the night beside her, and you know that she's half crazy, but that's why you wanna be there. And she feeds you tea and oranges that come all the way from China, and just when you mean to tell her that you have no love to give her, then she gets you on her wavelength, and she lets the river answer that you've always been her lover. And you want to travel with her, and you want to travel blind, and you know that she will trust you, for you've touched her perfect body with your mind. And Jesus was a sailor when he walked upon the water, and he spent a long time watching from his lonely wooden tower. And when he knew for certain only drowning men could see him, he said, "All men will be sailors then until the sea shall free them." But he himself was broken long before the sky would open. Forsaken, almost human, he sank beneath your wisdom like a stone. And you want to travel with him, and you want to travel blind, and you'll trust him, for he's touched your perfect body with his mind. Now Suzanne takes your hand and she leads you to the river. She is wearing rags and feathers from Salvation Army counters, and the sun pours down like honey on Our Lady of the Harbor, and she shows you where to look among the garbage and the flowers. There are heroes in the seaweed, there are children in the morning, they are leaning out for love, and they will lean that way forever while Suzanne holds the mirror. And you want to travel with her, and you want to travel blind, and you know you can trust her, for she's touched your perfect body with her mind.
So that was Suzanne by Leonard Cohen for my grandmother Grams. Grams, I love you a whole lot. Yeah, this next song is by the Beach Fossils, which is a band I really love. This one is off the Clash the Truth record. This is one of my favorite bands. They always end up in my like Spotify like top 10, or like whatever it is, my top Spotify artists. And they were like, I think, my artist of the decade last year, which is kind of crazy. But love this band. Reminds me of home. This is Burn You Down by the Beach Fossils. All right, that was Burn You Down by The Beach Fossils. And now, here's this thing that happens, like, inevitably at the end of my show, is that I could play two more songs, but it's, like, a little bit weird, like, timing-wise, because it'll put me at, like, exactly, like, 3 or, like, 2:58, 2:59. I like to try to end my show at, like, 2:57, 2:58, and, like, kind of be out. By like I don't want to be in here still at 3 just because I want to make sure the other DJ gets to come in and do their thing and doesn't have to, you know, wait for me to get out and be late to their show. I just think it's like a, I don't know, I just try to do that, so like, I don't know, I can play like one more song, but it's not gonna fill the time completely, so I'm just gonna talk a bit, I guess. But yeah, I'll play the next song. We'll gauge where we are on time, and maybe you'll just listen to me ramble for a little bit, in which case I'm deeply apologetic, but that's how it goes sometimes. So this next song is Don't Change by INXS.
We'll be right back.
All right, so that was Don't Change. Oh, I think it's starting to... Sorry, for a second there, I thought I started to play the next song as well. Well, there is no next song of this week's set list, but just in general, just another song. Yeah, I don't really have too much else to say. Ending early, but I just... There's not... It's just kind of an awkward time. There's not really enough time to play, like, one more song and not kind of just leave a little bit too late than I want to. I want to make sure that the next DJ gets to come in here, you know, set up. And, you know, have their time. I think it's, I don't know. I just try to make sure everyone gets to play their hour as close as possible. Or I guess like their kind of 58-minute set. Yeah, I don't know. You've been listening to WMFO, Tufts University Freeform Radio. I'm Lucy Melman. This has been Naive Melodies. I hope everyone's having a good Tuesday. I hope everyone has a great rest of their week. Has a good next week. And I will be playing for you again on Tuesday. You know, my slot is every 2 p.m. on Tuesdays. Yeah, I don't know. I hope everyone has a great rest of their week. Don't really have that much else to say. Keep listening to WMFO. There's a lot of good stuff on here. And I think Tuesday in particular, I might be kind of biased, but is a really stacked day. We've got a lot of good stuff coming up. So please keep listening and have a great rest of your day and a great rest of your week. Thank you so much.
This is Chess and Nuts. I'm your host, Nick.
And I'm Francesca.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We're just going to play some nice tunes for you. We have a playlist more centered around maybe a family theme.
Yeah. I made the playlist. It's just songs that I find comforting and... some of the songs that I used to listen to a lot with my family or friends who showed me various things.